Hey, 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 everybody. Mujer de Éxito Unbounded. Hey, I just want to apologize, first of all, because it has been a while since I have recorded it. And one of the reasons that it has taken me so long, guys, it's because I allowed myself to be stopped by the critical voices in my head, the ones that tell me no one's going to listen, no one's going to care. Maybe. Those are what's stopping you. So today's podcast is about those critical voices in our head that tend to stop us from being the greatness that we can truly be. So welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate it. And today, this podcast is for you. Now, one of the things I want to share with you is, you know, everybody is doing podcasts now. You turn around, everybody's got a podcast. But you know what? There are those of us that have been podcasting for over 10 years. And some people listen and some people don't. But you know what? This is for those few of you that are listening. I am just so blessed, so greatly full of gratitude that you would not believe it. So thank you so much for being here. Let me tell you a little bit about what we're going to talk about today. So today we're going to talk about the critical voices in our head, those that stop us. When we become aware of those critical voices in our head, we actually can move forward away from them. We can acknowledge what it is that they're telling us, and we can just kind of shoo it away and say, no way, Jose. But let me ask you this because it cracks me up all the time. I don't know about your critical voice, but my critical voice speaks both languages, speaks three languages. I speak French, it speaks French. I speak English, it speaks English. ¿Habla español? Oh my gosh. Yes, híjole. You know, like we say, como chinga, right? And it's all the time bugging us. But here's the deal, guys. When we become aware of that critical voice inside our head and we become aware of what it's telling us or that it's actually trying to stop us, we, my friends, can stop it. Yeah, we can truly stop it. We may not believe so, but we can truly stop it by simply just being aware of what is happening. My friends, when you become aware that it is happening, you are in the power. You see, they say the critical voice is your ego. And ego stands for edging God out. It stands for evil, oppression, and, you know, evil, greed, and oppression. And it just stops us. My goodness. As a two-time cancer survivor, guys, you know, and as I'm moving on in life, I know that God has something bigger for me. I have to share with you that I vacillate. Maybe some of you out there hear me. But I vacillate in and out of depression. That's been something that I've always dealt with. It's been something that, because of my ADD, ADHD, people have said that that's why I have depression. Doctors, they tried to put me on meds. And my mother said, no way. We will put her in piano. We will put her in accordion. We will put her in dance. And we will put her in voice. And she will go to school. So that she has always something to do. And you know what? It worked. Being an educator, I wish more parents would do that. Because, and not only that, then my mom was, you know, back in the day, man, she wanted to make sure that there was no microwave around, there was nothing. So it was a little bit of nutrition, a lot of bit of love and caring, and a lot of activity going on to keep me in. But let's talk about the critical voice inside my head that plagues me now. It's interesting how the turn of events have happened, guys. The turn of events. I am now my mother's caregiver. In her later years in life, because she dehydrated her brain. Actually, she didn't, but she was a product of elder abuse, which I think should be outlawed. It's something that's very real. It's something that's happening. Because of that, my mom went into three strokes, and now I'm her caregiver. And there are times where that critical voice inside my head says, you're not good enough. You didn't go see your mom today. So what kind of a child are you? What kind of a daughter are you? What kind of a caregiver are you? And oh my goodness, that critical voice, guys, if you guys hear it, tell me. I mean, drop me a comment here, because it is talking to me all the time. And it talks to me even in my sleep. And you know what? The other day it said to me, Martita, because that's what they used to call me. Martita, Martita, Martita. No tienes dinero. And I'm going like, oh my God, it's talking to me in Spanish. I thought it was a dream, guys. I thought it was a dream. I was like, really? Are you serious? The thing is talking to me, and it's talking to me in all my languages. So, I don't know. Leave me a comment if you think that it's talking to you in all your languages. But here's what we got to do. Here's my words of wisdom to you. This is a really short podcast. In fact, you'll look at it and go, oh my gosh, this podcast was so short. But it's about being aware of the critical voice inside your head that truly is there. It's supposed to be there to protect us, but it's overprotective. In my mind, it's overprotective. It is now protecting me and keeping me away of things that I really want to accomplish. I love love what I do. I love being a coach. I love being a business coach. I love teaching Latinas how to become network marketing professionals. I love them to be excited about the health and wellness industry, the next $1 trillion industry. I love being with them. I love choosing to be with them. I love the product company that I'm with. It's just so freaking amazing. But when you don't do what you love, guys, the depression can sit in. And that critical voice is the first one to knock you down. So I have found that when there is less passion in my life, that's when the critical voice is loudest. When I have less confidence in myself and what I'm doing, that's when the critical voice is loudest. Here's what I want to share with you. When we are out there, we're created in the image of God, and He is the creator. So when we're creative, we're creative creations, people. And when you're happiest is when you're creating something, whatever that something is, whether it be a dance, whether it be a song, whether it be a pie, whether it be a meal, whether it be, you know, a dress, whatever it is, we are best at our best when we are creating, guys. So to be out of depression, to get out of depression, oh my goodness, guys, find your creative juices and let them flow. Ask yourself, what could I be doing right now that would make me happy? Let me repeat that question. What could I be doing right now that would make me happy? When we know that, my friends, then we can squelch that critical voice inside our head, and we can become the best version of ourselves that we can possibly be. And we can talk to it, and we can talk back to it in any language. But remember that when you are in creation, you don't have time to judge. You don't have time for anything. Remember this little meme, create, don't hate. Truly, that's the truth. When we are in creation, we are emulating what the Creator asked us to be. What the Creator created us to be in. We are the creation of love. We are the creation of creators. So here it is, guys. I want you to go out there and create something and know that that critical voice inside your head can be squelched when you are at your best, when you are creative. All right, guys, short, sweet, and to the point. Find a creative outlet for you that will squelch the critical voice inside our head. All right, guys, inspirándonos juntas. I hope that you have a great day. I'm excited. Today is Thursday, October 10th. I promise that on Thursdays, once a month, maybe twice a month, I'd be here podcasting for you. Well, here it is. This is Marty Angel, Marty Angel, signing off, saying, I am so happy that you are here and so grateful, and thank you so much. And leave me a comment and share the podcast. If these words meant something to you, imagine that they would mean something to somebody else. Share the podcast, guys. Share the love. Go out there and be strong. Inspirándonos juntas. Have a great day. Mujer de éxito, unbounded, where we share everything. All right, guys. Toodles, toodles.